So back to some of our main stories at 6 minutes past eight, and a professor from Portsmouth says there needs to be more research into brain tumours, as you were just hearing with Emily in the news there at eight. Geoffrey Pilkington says they should be diagnosed more quickly and treated more effectively. East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake has more on this and joins us live on the show this morning. So morning, Dom.
Good morning, Julian.
Tell us more about Geoff Pilkington and what he says.
Well, he spent his whole life researching this area, Julian, and at the moment he's Professor of Neuro-Oncology at Portsmouth University. And he's really concerned about the situation because he says that brain tumours actually only attract less than 1% of the funding which is available for cancer research. And that's in spite of some pretty grim statistics that there are 16,000 brain tumours diagnosed every year, and sadly around 5,000 people actually do lose their lives as a result. And there are some other statistics which bring this into sharp focus. For example, brain tumours kill more children and adults under 40 than any other kind of cancer. They also kill more women under 35 than breast cancer, and 65% more women than cervical cancer. So Professor Pilkington says that this underfunding is an issue, and it means in some cases that people's brain tumours are perhaps diagnosed later than they otherwise could have been, and that treatments which are available now aren't maybe as effective as they could be.
The lack of funding really will impact on the speed to which we can develop new approaches for therapies. We're looking for things like biomarkers, we're looking for new therapeutic targets, things which will help us to diagnose brain tumours, but also to develop new techniques which perhaps will be less invasive and will give patients a better expectation of not only surviving longer, but ultimately cures for this wide range of tumours. We're not going to be able to cure all brain tumours overnight, but we can etch away at that bit by bit. And it's only by having a sustainable research funding and setting up critical masses of researchers who know that they're going to be able to continue their work for a number of years and are not just there with a quick fix grant for a 3-year period and then they become redundant or they have to move into a different field.
Geoff Pilkington there. So, Dom, Geoff's call for better funding is supported, of course, by patients and their families.
Yes, and in fact, a national petition was launched recently on this issue, and it's just reached 100,000 signatures, and that's calling for a parliamentary debate on this subject of research for brain tumours. And that's been welcomed by people across our area who've been affected by this, people like Mark and Kat Grimes. Mark's a fireman at Ryde, and he was diagnosed with a brain tumour last year, and his wife Kat is a medical secretary at St Mary's Hospital. Now, they've gone about doing something about this themselves. They've already raised more than £10,000 for research themselves, but Kat said that they were both surprised to find out that there was this big disparity between funding for brain tumour research and other types of cancer.
We were astounded that it was so small compared to other cancers and all the screening processes. To think that only 1% to 2% goes to brain cancer and brain tumours is tiny, you know, and there's just not the knowledge out there. A lot of brain tumours get misdiagnosed by GPs for quite a long time. A lot get picked up eventually by opticians, and that was our reason for concentrating on the Brain Tumour Charity, because of all the research they do and funding into trials to try and obviously ultimately find a cure, but to get earlier diagnosis and just to obviously aid people's way of life that are suffering with them.
Why do you think this situation has developed?
It just doesn't seem to be a well-known cancer. Say a lot more publicity, cervical cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer, obviously. And I think the research is concentrated on the more well-known ones and that are in the public domain.
And yet brain cancer actually is very common.
It is. We started reading up on it and researching it, and you suddenly find there's a lot more people, and especially living on the Isle of Wight, it's a small community, and you'll get people come out and say, well, actually, I know someone. And it's just one of those things that there's a lot more people out there than you actually realise, and it does affect young people under 40 and a lot of children, and that's, you know, that's awful that they go through this.
Kat Grimes from Ryde talking to Dominic Blake. And Dom, it's interesting, over the weekend there was this story about the new proton beam therapy centre in the UK, and of course we all think about Asher King's story and you know, all the headlines about taking Asher abroad for proton beam therapy. We are going to see this rolling out in the UK, aren't we?
Yes, there's been a shift, hasn't there, Julian? Because at the time that young Asher King was poorly and needed treatment, proton beam therapy wasn't available in the UK, so it would have meant a trip abroad. And at that time, clinicians felt that proton beam therapy wasn't necessarily more effective than other forms of treatment, so it was probably in his interest to be treated here in the UK. But we have seen a shift. There is this new proton beam therapy centre opening in the UK, and there seems to be agreement now in the British Medical Journal recently to say that proton beam therapy is as effective or perhaps even more effective. So we're probably likely to see more of that, Jules.
Yeah, exactly. So how things can change, eh? Dominic, thank you very much indeed for that. 11 minutes past eight on BBC Radio Solent. Good point to mention. Want to talk about that or any other story in the news today, let us know. We are talking about Terry Wogan today. We were talking to Alan Dedicote earlier in the show. Of course, we read the news on Terry's show for many years. And if you want to talk about Terry, I'd love to hear your stories this morning. If you met him, if you were involved in an event that he was involved in, perhaps you went on, it's just a thought, did you go on Blankety Blank? Did you go on any other shows that he was involved in and you want to tell a story this morning or just reflect on his passing? A true broadcasting legend. Please do get involved with your stories. 0345 30 3961. Text Solent to 81333 and we'll talk more later on in the show. At 12 minutes past eight, good morning from me, Julian Clegg, on BBC Radio Solent. Now, the People's History of Pop is a project that the BBC is hoping that as many people as possible will contribute to. The idea is to document the last 60 years of pop.